During the last decade, the number of Africans living in the United States has been rising. Some are moving here because of changes in U.S. immigration policy, and others are escaping brutal wars. The Census Bureau estimates that there are now more than 500,000 African-born people of all races in the United States. That compares to about 364,000 in 1991. Nashville, Tennessee has one of the fastest-growing black African populations. NPR's Philip Martin reports on the Sudanese living there for this segment of the Changing Face of America series.
In 1990, a trickle of Africans began arriving in Nashville. By last year, their numbers had grown to an estimated 10,000. They come from Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Somalia, and Sudan. The Sudanese are the most recent group to arrive in Nashville. In fact, Nashville boasts the largest Sudanese population in the United States, about 3,000. On this Sunday afternoon, here at the Sudanese New Air Presbyterian Church, just outside of Nashville, Simon Nguthdale, a tribal elder and church co-founder, talks about his people.
We work very hard for self-sufficiency. We get money. We send money back to our people.
Nguthdale says it was Christian faith that delivered members of his tribe, the Nuer people of southern Sudan, to America. But it was the promise of temperate weather, higher education, and jobs that brought them to Nashville. This is a borrowed house of worship. The Nuer congregation has no building of its own. For this service, about 80 people are gathered. Tall, charcoal-colored men in suits and ties, shorter, dark brown women wearing green and yellow headdresses, and a choir of lanky teenage boys in bright red robes. The minister here, the Reverend Ernest Newsom, is a former Navy chaplain. He was chosen by the Nuer when their pastor moved to another Sudanese church in the area. Newsom, an African-American, believes that God has placed him in a unique position.
And as I look at it, I almost tremble because I see myself as a bridge, bridging these two cultures. I talk about the Sudanese and their needs, why they are here in Middle Tennessee, and how we as African Americans can play an important role, not only in hospitality, but to learn more about them so that we can learn more about ourselves.
To better understand his congregation, Newsom visited Sudanese refugee camps in Ethiopia. He came home determined to work to improve living conditions for the refugees in the camps and in his congregation. He also wants to increase the contacts between the Sudanese and African Americans in Nashville. Most of his church's past outreach was directed toward white Presbyterians, who sponsored refugees from war-torn Sudan to the United States. Many of the Sudanese got to know white American missionaries in Sudan and relief workers in refugee camps in Ethiopia. A Sudanese lay minister here characterizes those relationships as, "They love us and we love them." It is a perspective that's resented by many black Americans in Nashville.
We're the same color for most of us, the same hair texture.
Beyond the color thing, it's all the differences in the world.
Reverend Neil Darby directs the Middle Tennessee NAACP. Rosetta Perry owns the Tennessee Tribune, a black community newspaper.
They're probably in positions where they are comfortable working with whites, but that won't last always. This is Nashville, and regardless to what they say, racism is here and it is real. And if they are the same color that I am, they're going to feel racism.
They are coming here because of situations in their home, in their own country. But on the other hand, blacks are going through just as many occurrences of these same kinds of things here in the United States. And it seems to me if they're coming here for that same reason, they ought to kind of come to the African-American community, join hands, and let's start fighting these kind of things together.
As part of an ongoing effort to change the way the two groups view each other, Reverend Darby last year spoke to an overflow crowd at the Sudanese New Air Presbyterian Church. One of the things that Darby is trying to fight is the mistrust that deepened in 1997 when a Sudanese youth was robbed and murdered in a black housing project where he lived. Two African-American youth were convicted of the crime. But relations between black Sudanese and black Americans have been slow to recover. Relationships are strained by language and cultural barriers. African Americans say that the Sudanese are aloof and unfriendly. Sudanese say that African Americans don't respect them. Members of both communities say they just don't know enough about each other, and what they do know is shaped by media stereotypes and by the expectations that define American race relations.
This adorable baby. Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?
In a cavernous activities room of the Trinity Presbyterian Church on Nashville's southwest side, white parishioners cradle black babies while trying to engage their Sudanese parents in conversation over macaroni and cheese. This is Sunday Night Fellowship, and Reverend Roy Musselman says that racism may be an issue for his congregation. He admits that they may be less open to black Americans than to black Sudanese.
Maybe because we don't have a long history of prejudice one for the other. I find them extremely open, and probably find in myself that I am also more open to them, which is not good on my part, but I recognize it. There is such open trust on their part for the people they come into contact with. I don't sense from them the hesitancy, the worry, the how am I going to be treated here. I think they come in expecting that they're going to be welcomed, and they are.
Dak Thong expected to be welcomed in America, but he wasn't, at least at first. The 16-year-old high school sophomore lived in California before moving to the Nashville suburb of Gallatin with his two older brothers.
The first time I came to America, the people were mean. They just talked about my skin color. But when I came to Gallatin, they just talked to me like you would talk to a person.
Dak Thong is 6'2" and plays forward on the Gallatin High School men's basketball team. The tribal scars that cross his forehead are a symbol of manhood. Among his best friends, Dak counts his teammates, Wesley Morgan, who is white, and Jaquez Williams, who is black. They laugh uncomfortably about the ideas they harbored about Africans when they met Dak 5 years ago.
Me, Jaquez, I just ask him clothes. They used to wear clothes because, you know, I used to pick with him. I used to be like, in his country, I used to see on TV the little programs, the little African shows, and they would show the people running around in little skimpy outfits and no tops. I used to ask him, did like the lions ever get out there? So,
he
and cool ask him.
He real cool about it. He real cool. So, he don't.
This is Wesley. He said his father was a doctor, one of the biggest doctors in the whole country, actually. That caught me by surprise. I didn't think that they would be that high, well off.
There are many expressions of surprise among the people in Nashville as they negotiate change in their communities. And change keeps coming. Three new Sudanese families arrive here each month, along with immigrants from other countries in Africa and Latin America. One local NAACP branch has pledged to help Sudanese publicize the horrors of modern-day slavery in Sudan. A Pan-African organization is sponsoring dialogues about business and social issues between Africans and African Americans. Sudanese stores and a Sudanese nightclub have opened. All these changes are producing tensions as well as friendships, on the job, in the classroom, and in the churches. At the Sudanese New Air Presbyterian Church, the choir is rehearsing the New Air version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It's part of their continuing effort to forge ties with Christian congregations of all colors. Philip Martin, NPR News, Nashville, Tennessee.